Good morning. Welcome to Sunday Mass. Imagine for a moment, if you would, a favorite adventure or childhood story that you had while growing up. What story was it, or is it, that you can listen to over and over and over again? Perhaps it's a movie. Perhaps it's The Wizard of Oz, or Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, The Beauty and the Beast, Peter Pan, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, or Moby Dick, Alice in Wonderland, The Velveteen Rabbit, Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss, The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. Whatever book or movie it is for you, whatever story you cherish, what is it about that story, that movie, that captivates you? What draws you back to listening, to watching, to hearing that story over and over and over again? Even though you've maybe seen or heard it thousands of times. Perhaps what draws us back to those stories that we love so much year after year, decade after decade, as we get older and older, is that though the characters in those stories are fictional, the nature of the world, the life lessons, the principles, the values, the temptations and the inner struggles of those characters are all too real for us. Well-written fiction has a way, I think, of bringing us back into reality. In so many of these stories that we love so much, there's oftentimes a dramatic moment of tension, of struggle with the characters dealing with this or that weakness that they have. Even though we've heard these stories over and over and over again, we sometimes wonder, don't we, whether the story this time will end any differently. There's oftentimes a moment that we wonder how a character could possibly overcome a weakness or an obstacle, a roadblock to achieving happiness. Think of the lion in The Wizard of Oz. You know what he struggled with. That lion struggled with cowardice. And if only he could overcome his weakness of being a coward, he could be like all of the other lions in the world. I've been fascinated for quite some time with the writings of J.R.R. Tolkien. You know, Tolkien was the author of The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings, that many of us have seen or read. And Tolkien was a very, very devout Catholic. A Jesuit priest actually helped to raise him. His works absorb deeply Catholic themes in his writings, but without explicitly mentioning any kind of Catholic references in his works. Bilbo and Frodo Baggins in The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, the two protagonists, have deeply flawed characteristics. They're very far from being perfect. They have their weaknesses, they have qualities about themselves that they don't like. They have things about themselves that they wish were much, much different. But they find themselves, nevertheless, on an adventure that wasn't of their own choosing. It's only when Gandalf calls them that they take on this adventure. And the adventure that they go on is a kind of vocation. It's a call. Like so many of the characters in our favorite childhood stories, there's something inside each of us, at least within me, that is deeply flawed, that we're embarrassed about, that when we look in the mirror, like when the beast in The Beauty and the Beast looks in the mirror, there's something about us that we don't like, that we wish were much, much different. We have those visceral wounds, those kind of like a skin disease, like a leprosy of sorts, like Naaman in the first reading, that we just wish would go away once and for all. But in each of these readings this morning with Naaman, like the leper in the gospel, we nevertheless persevere. We nevertheless come back day after day, week after week, to Sunday Mass, to the Eucharist, to the sacrament of reconciliation. Why? Because we're deeply flawed. Because we're ashamed. But nevertheless, we have hope. A great lesson, I think, in these readings this morning is that we should never be too quick to run away from our weaknesses, to never let the shame that we have leave us defeated and conquered, but to allow that weakness and our shame that we have, to allow God to use that in order to bring us closer to Him. Because in this great adventure story in which we live, it is precisely right through our weakness and in our poverty that we come to know Christ, who Himself became poor. And why? So that we could meet Him. And in faith, we believe that after we have taken this journey, after we have lived out our own adventures in life and suffered the sufferings that we have, dealt with our weaknesses, nevertheless, that we will be brought back to reality, that we will arrive home at last. And how grateful we should be, like Naaman and like that one leper who came back to God with gratefulness.